With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. An inquest has been scheduled into the 2017 death of a Windsor man. Chad Romanek died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a home on Betts Avenue following a standoff with Windsor police. The SIU had cleared police of wrongdoing, but the mandatory inquest will start on March 25th and last 8 days. Windsor police are looking for a man who assaulted someone earlier this month in a Ford City convenience store. It happened on Droulard Road on the morning of February 7th. Police say the victim was cut in the hand after confronting the suspect, whom he believes stole his wallet and passport from his vehicle. A security camera image is up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Chatham-Kent police are looking into the death of a Windsor man. The 40-year-old's body was found early Tuesday morning at a home in Erie Beach. Police initially reported that a gunshot wound was the cause of death. They now say that the incident is isolated and there's no threat to public safety. The trial of a Windsor man involved in a fatal 2022 crash at Chatham's Retrofest has been delayed again. Brett Eiler's trial is now set to start March 26th. It was supposed to start Monday, but Eiler had shoulder surgery and is on medication. He's charged with careless driving causing death and bodily harm after a four-vehicle collision killed two and injured three. A 23-year-old delivery driver won't be working for at least 30 days after the OPP say they were caught stunt driving on the weekend. A patrol officer caught the driver going 140 kilometers per hour in an 80-kilometer zone on Highway 3 in Essex. The driver's license is suspended for 30 days, and the vehicle is impounded for 14 days. The number of suspended K-8 Windsor-Essex students continues to dwindle. The Windsor-Essex County Health Unit reported Wednesday morning that 257 students are still suspended due to incomplete immunization records. That's down from 377 reported Tuesday. If you need shots or records, the information is available at the link at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Local comedians are feeling the blow brought by the sudden cancellation of Montreal's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Jen Richardson, who organized a local showcase for comics at Meteor, says those events can help boost careers.
We were really excited. You know, we worked really hard at getting to a point where they were even interested in coming to see us. And then we've been going back and forth and planning this showcase since early November, late October.
The showcase is now on hold, though Richardson says there is a chance it may go on as scheduled. Western University's popular Discovery Healthcare Camps will make the rounds around Ontario again this summer. Dr. Victor Ng, Assistant Dean of Distributed Education, shares his hope for participants.
For them to look at different healthcare professions, try to understand their own interests and how that might be congruent with their future career needs, and ultimately recognize that within their communities there is opportunities for them to come back in the healthcare profession that they choose.
A camp will be held in Windsor July 15th through 19th. In sports, the Maple Leafs host the Sabres while the Red Wings visit the Avalanche Wednesday night. In their Junior B playoff opener, LaSalle challenges Chatham. In Junior C, Essex travels to Dresden for a possible sweep. In women's pro hockey, Toronto welcomes Boston. On the court, the Windsor Express are in Newfoundland. And in men's college basketball, Michigan State faces Northwestern. Wednesday night's weather, windy and plus 3 under overcast skies. Cloudy and up to 10 Thursday. More clouds Thursday night, low plus 3. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.